Last Sunday, prior to leaving on our week-long preordination retreat, we were able to attend Father Christopher's first Mass, celebrated here at St. Dominic's. Reflecting back on Father Christopher's Mass, I can see that I may have missed some opportunities here today. Perhaps I should have arranged to have Deacon Errol standing by my side, as a spotter would, to help with the heavy lifting, just in case I should stumble or miss a line. But then again, Father Christopher was flawless in his execution, so I guess Deacon Errol isn't necessary today, I hope. Or maybe I should have had a guest homilist waiting in the wings, perhaps Deacon John, who would have come up and preached with perfect execution, relieving me from my first homily. And although Father Michael did an amazing job coming out of the bullpen last week, and I know that Deacon John could have gotten the save here today, I am left with the words echoing in my mind, "Bring in the lefty." So here I stand. As always with God, if we allow it, the Holy Spirit makes the connections and gives us what we need. I will get through this the same way that we are shown in today's gospel of how we are to seek Jesus, with faith, humility, and perseverance. Today, we see through these two examples of the synagogue official Jairus and of the woman with the hemorrhaging how we are to seek Jesus. These two individuals could not have been further apart in who they were within the society that they lived. Jairus was, as the gospel says, one of the synagogue officials. In fact, Mark makes mention of this first, even before mentioning his name. Jairus is a man of stature. He is well respected in the community, and even one who had some authority. The woman with the hemorrhages, on the other hand, was not one who had any importance, which is even signified in that there is no mention of her name within Mark's gospel. She was sick. She had no money left. She was separated from the community and alone. She was unclean. In fact, she should not even have been in a place to come in contact with anyone, let alone with the crowds that were pressing against one another and upon Jesus. So how is it that these two people from different sides of the social boundaries can come together and both show us how we ourselves are to seek Jesus? Jairus is driven by the love of his daughter. We see that Jairus falls at the feet of Jesus, showing total humility, even risking humiliation, by lowering himself to being willing to beg for Jesus to help. He asks that Jesus come to heal his daughter, which he knows will happen if Jesus agrees. Jairus shows great faith. The woman has heard of Jesus and the things he has done, and seeing him passing through the crowd shows humility, as she knows in her heart that if she were just to touch his cloak, for she did not feel worthy enough to come into contact with Jesus directly because of her own status in life, but just touching his clothes would be enough in her mind with her faith to be healed. The woman perseveres, coming close enough to touch his cloak, and is instantly healed. Jesus stops. The woman just wanted to be healed. She had the faith, she had the perseverance, she had the humility, but she probably also felt humiliation of how she was treated, being one who was unclean. But Jesus stops. He wants more. He doesn't want to just have someone just do a flyby, just brush against him. No, he wants to be in relationship with him. He stops and asks who it was who brushed him, knowing, of course, and allows the woman to humbly approach, falling at his feet, which she does, even knowing that in so doing she could be bringing great trouble on herself because of her condition. But Jesus does not humiliate her. nor does he allow others to. Rather, he enters into relationship with her. He calls her daughter, showing the same love for her that Jairus has for his own daughter. Jairus, although surely anxious through this delay of Jesus' journey to heal his own daughter, does not interrupt or hurry Jesus along. No, Jairus perseveres and stays with Jesus through this delay, and his perseverance pays off as Jesus raises his daughter back to life. We see that Jesus has entered into Jairus' home, into his life, and into relationship with him. So we see in these two seemingly different individuals that all who seek Jesus should do so in the same way. We are to seek Jesus in humility, with faith, and with perseverance. We can all relate to Jairus' need for urgency, but we see that God will grant us our needs in his time, and very possibly even greater than we can imagine. We also see that we do not need to just touch Jesus' cloak. We do not have to just brush up against him. We can enter into relationship with him as he desires of us all. Wouldn't we do anything to just brush the cloak of Jesus if he were present with us here today? We can do more than just brush his clothes, and we can do that here and now in this Mass. Jesus is truly present. We can receive Jesus into our bodies through the Eucharist so that we receive him here today. Let us not make it a casual encounter, a mere brushing up against him. Rather, let us allow it to transform us, to bring us into the body of Christ, to bring us deeper into relationship with Jesus, our Lord and our God. The Gospel of the Lord.
That was one.